In 1959, a revolution took place in Cuba, which established a communist, atheist government, and Christians endured much persecution. But the church in Cuba survived, and today it's growing. Hi there, I'm Andy Napier, and this is Footsteps from TWR. Tim Archer of Herald of Truth Ministries is our guest. Herald of Truth airs a radio program on TWR from Bonaire into Cuba. And Tim, let's hear a story.
Well, let me tell you about one man during the revolution. He had a bicycle. On the front, he had "Only Jesus Saves," and he had a big flag on the top that said "Only Jesus Saves." And he rode around giving out tracts. He would regularly be stopped and beat up, and they would tear his bicycle apart. And he'd go home and he'd put everything back together and head out again the next day. And I see him now. He's blind. We were talking to him about some of the new works, and he couldn't see us. But he looked like a man watching a football game. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was just moving his hands and cheering as we described the new works being opened up. And I thought, he loves the gospel.
And don't you love the passion of the Cuban people?
Oh, yes. Yes, so much. My friend Tony says, "I fear what might happen if abundance comes to the island." Because he says right now, people who need know they need God.
And when you say abundance, you mean an abundance of material
goods. Yes.
But may they get that abundance of spiritual resources.
Amen. Amen.
For a link to Herald of Truth Ministries, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.